Adventure 22, exploring the temple further. Not long after, Alejandra flew down and collected a large amount of ammo for the party. Milo set fire in the stairwell leading to the third floor. Leaving the drow to guard our backs, the rest of the party went up to the third floor and got into a fight with a man wielding a double orc axe and another with a blaster rifle. The man with the axe nearly killed Alejandra, forcing her to run away. Milo's use of his ballast proved very effective and the party dispatched both opponents. Alejandra meanwhile was on the fourth floor, attempting to pick a lock. The group investigated the third floor, while Jelly went upstairs to see if his ring could open the door Alejandra was at. All of the doors on the third floor are locked, requiring Jelly's ring. Milo still manages to pick open one door, but all that is inside is a bedroom. Milo and Zoltan move up one set of stairs, while Orendel and Juan join Jelly and Alejandra in the other stairwell. Jelly opens the door Alejandra has found and that group enters inside. Juan issues a distress call that the party is under attack. Zoltan and Milo quickly begin running towards them. Orendel inspects a pool of water in the room, while Jelly looks at another door in the room. Opening the door, Jelly sees two men with guns. "Who are you?" they shout. Jelly says Jelly. "Plumbers," says Orendel. "New recruits," says Orendel. "Where are your robes?" say the guys. "We were looking for them," says Orendel. "We lost them," pipes Alejandra. "Where did you get that ring?" say the guys. "Grandpa left it to me," says Jelly. "You should have told them that Juan gave it to you," says Mike. "You should have said you took it from a corpse," says Ryan. The guys open fire. There are actually four guys in the room and they lay down heavy fire on Jelly and Alejandra. Zoltan and Milo arrive. The guys begin throwing flashbang grenades. The entire party is stunned. The four guys begin trying to bull rush the stunned party into the fountain. Zoltan rolls a 1 and goes straight in. All of his gear gives him around a minus 60 to swim. Zoltan sinks like a rock. Juan is standing next to the pool. He gets pushed right into. There were two other guards in the room next to the room with the pool of water. They kicked our asses pretty much with flashbang grenades. Most of the party were thrown into the water and got sucked into a cavern. A dark cavern with lots of frog sounds. Milo remained and fled the room. He sovereign glued the door shut and went back for the three drow waiting in the stairwell. Jelly, Orendel, and Milo resist their attacker. Jelly begins to fire back as he comes out of the stun. And for the record, Jelly did try to use his wand of cure wounds when he was dropped down to 0 hit points. Not knowing what was down the well, except that the guards were throwing party members in there, Jelly tried to cure himself with his wand. He instead knocked himself unconscious and was summarily thrown in. The guys shoot Jelly and knock him to 0. Jelly attempts to heal himself, fails, and goes unconscious. They drag Jelly to the water and throw him in. The water begins to be sucked out through a bottom tube. The entire party realizes they are being flushed down a huge toilet. They grab Alejandra and throw her in. Juan puts on his ring of water walking but is instead slowed. He slowly begins trying to remove the ring. Orendel and Milo begin to fight with the guys. Orendel's sword gets stuck in one of the guys. Zoltan tumbles out into a small cavern. It's dark so he puts on his night vision goggles. He hears frogs all around him. Juan puts his ring of water walking on again. He is surrounded by a prismatic sphere. He tumbles into the room with Zoltan. As does Alejandra and Jelly. Jelly is barely alive but Zoltan applies two of his cure light patches to him, bringing him back to consciousness. He then uses his last patch on himself. Selfish bastard. Orendel and Milo continue to duel with the guards. Milo starts floating when he activates his rod of fire extinguishing. One of the guys is killed, but Orendel is seriously wounded. Throwing an incendiary grenade, he jumps into the water. All the bad guys get blown up by the grenade. While they are on fire, Milo runs out of the room and Sovereign blows the door shut. He is going back for the drow. The rest of the party is in a cave in parts unknown, with some kind of frogs in the area. There were four bad guys, but one was killed, so three are left. Most of the party was pushed or thrown into the water. Orendel jumped in, because he was seriously hurt and by that time we knew people were surviving on the other end. Orendel did manage to throw an incendiary grenade at the remaining guards. It's not clear what Milo's going to do. The pool room had a second door, but it is locked. Could be the three guards in there will come out at some point and leave a door open.